Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, does God incarnate? We often hear it stated that God incarnates on the earth, or there are different incarnations of God. But the use of this term incarnate is incorrect. It can't apply to God, because incarnating means when a soul takes a material body. I'm a soul. When this body dies, it means the soul, have left this body, and then I'm born in another body in my next life. So this body is a temporary material thing, which is not my true self. My true self is the soul which inhabits the body. This situation does not exist in the same way with God. God does not have a soul and body duality. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Shvetashvatra Upanishad says there's no difference between God and his body. You can say God himself is his body, or his body is his soul. So God's body is him. And that divine body is omnipresent and eternal. God never has to take a body. He already has his divine body since eternity. It certainly doesn't have to be shaped and formed in the womb of his mother, like our body is. No, God's body is already here. It's everywhere, just invisible to us currently because we don't have the divine eyes to see him. But he's already omnipresent with his divine body. So all he does when he appears is just that. He appears. He makes himself visible at one place, so that even those with material eyesight, like us, we could see him. Oh, he's right here. A saint with divine eyesight would see him everywhere else as well. Not only at that one place, but those with material eyes would only be able to see him at that one place. And when he's not making himself visible like that, then he's completely invisible to us. The main point is his divine body is eternal. He doesn't take a body when he comes in this world. He already has his body. He just manifests it or makes it visible in this world to everybody. So instead of saying that God incarnates, we should instead say that he descends or he appears. We have a word in Sanskrit, avatar. It means to descend. Or prakatya, which means to appear. Thus, we should not use the word incarnate for God, because that only applies to souls. God is not a material being, even when he's appearing in this material world. Jai Shri Radhe.